Time to talk Browns football with Scott Petrick on the Petrick Report. It's brought to you by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Company, attorneys at law, and Royal Business Equipment. Scott, of course, calling or covering the Browns for the Chronicle. Telegram joins us this morning. Hey, Scott, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. How did you enjoy the bye? What fills your time during that week?
Well, I did some writing. You know, the Browns had stuff Monday, Wednesday, and then I played golf three times.
Okay, very good. How'd you do? How good is your game? Good?
Yeah, actually, it was pretty good for not having played very often. So I'll take it.
All right. Scott, do you have a favorite course or two?
I like playing everywhere. I'm kind of partial to Pleasant Valley in Medina. I wound up playing there a lot. I like the course. You can usually get off. It's usually not too crowded. So I play a lot there. I played at Shale Creek, and yesterday I played at Ironwood. I like all those.
All right. Well, we're getting back to things now with the Browns off of their bye week, but you took time to sort of reflect on this shortened season, though. There's a comment you make. You talk about sort of this, one giant momentum swing after another. How do we get out of this sort of win one, lose one, and, you know, the emotional momentum as well as just sort of the way things have gone so far this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because that's a little nebulous, but I feel like it's going to be reliant on the offense because I think the defense has been consistent enough. And if you get, you know, more consistent play from the offense on a weekly basis, then that will take care of it. You know, if the defense plays pretty well every week, okay, then you have a chance. But if the offense was good enough in the opener against Cincinnati, not great. The offense was terrible against the Steelers, right? Turned the ball over four times. Deshaun Watson had his best game the next week against Tennessee, and then he doesn't play against the Ravens, and you know, the offense is awful. So I feel like if the offense finds a little bit of an identity, establishes something that they can rely on that allows them to not turn the ball over, number one, and then just score enough points, that will kind of stabilize everything with this team.
Well, you mentioned turnovers, and as you've pointed out, we lost the turnover battle in every game, and yet, you know, we kind of got two wins out of this. What does the defense have to do? And I know Jim Schwartz says, well, you're nitpicking on certain things like that.
Yeah.
But
it's interesting. I mean, it starts with the offense, right? You can't give it away. And if they have 10 turnovers through four games, that's just way too many. And they also have five fumbles that were not lost, so it could have been even worse. So that's where it starts, right? You got to go – no turnovers or one turnover from an offensive standpoint. And then the defense, you know, they got to catch interceptions. You know, when the ball's bouncing towards you in a fumble, you got to pick it up. And there's one where Grant Dell put the safety, thought it was an incompletion, it wound up being a fumble. He could have jumped on that. It could have been a turnover. So I get to be a little more aware. But then most of it is when an interception comes your way, you got to catch it. And, you know, there is a feeling throughout the league, and it's been this way, you know, forever, that the turnovers come in bunches. And I think the Browns are talented enough, right? They get enough pressure on the quarterback. They play close enough coverage that they should have more opportunities. So I think it's fair to be optimistic that turnovers will come.
Scott, I've got to tell you, I think if Watson is healthy, the Browns very well could win this game with the 49ers. My thinking is that they expended a lot of emotional, you know, fever last night. They're crossing the country. The weather will probably be semi-crummy. I think they're ripe for the taking. My problem, though, is should the Browns win, suddenly a lot of people will say, oh, look, he here. But I say show me two games in a row like you just mentioned.
Yeah, I think all those are valid points. Obviously San Francisco's playing at a crazy high level. And that last, I mean, the Cowboys are a good team. And the Cowboys trounced, or I mean, the 49ers trounced them. And they almost look unstoppable on offense. So, they open it as a 3-point favorite, the 49ers do. But I tend to agree with you, right? Teams, there's a lot of up and down in this league, and teams don't win every week. Like, it just rarely happens. And I think San Francisco's won 15 straight regular season games. So it does feel like they're susceptible for a letdown. And maybe they don't play the best game. And I agree with you. Cross country, they're playing at 10 a.m. their time. Like, this feels like a potential letdown game. And I think the Browns need to jump on that. And I think the Browns benefit from the Niners winning last night as opposed to losing, which would have sharpened their focus. So I think the opportunity is there. Now Watson needs to play well. The defense needs to play like it did the first few weeks, because that Niners offense is something else. And that play caller, Kyle Shanahan, is, I think, the best play caller in the business. So there's a lot to like about the Niners, and the Browns are going to have to play at a high level. But I'm with you. I think there is an opportunity to win that game. And, you know, they can't win two in a row before they win that first one. But if they do, then they have to prove it, right? Because that's how you get away from that up and down. Is you win a couple in a row, you settle in and say, okay, we're the type of team that can win two, three, four games in a row. And if you flash back to that 2020 playoff season, that's what the Browns did. They never lost two in a row, but they were able to string a couple of wins together, and that gets you to the playoffs.
What do we think about Deshaun Watson's chances of playing this coming week then?
I mean, you know, everybody was optimistic within the team that he was going to be able to play against the 49ers, right? Even in the immediate aftermath of the loss to the Ravens, yeah, we expect him to play against the 49ers. Now, they expect him to play against the Ravens. He expected to play against the Ravens. But the extra week can only help, right? If it is really only a bruise, which the Browns say that that's what all it is and there's no structural damage, I would assume that the extra 2 weeks would make all the difference. So we're out there for practice. I think it's 11:10. Today it starts. I want to see if he's out there. I want to see if he's strong. If he is, and I think everything can calm down. If he's still not throwing today, then the question mark lingers.
Talking this morning, Scott Petzerk of the Chronicle-Telegram following the Browns. We'll talk again next week after the Browns, hopefully another victory. Now, if it follows the pattern, the inspiring victory win is supposed to be happening this coming week. So,
It's been that up and down. Now, I do want to mention this real quick. Last year, coming out of the bye, they went to Miami and probably played their worst game of the year. So I think Kevin Stefanski probably learned some lessons because they were not ready coming out of the bye. And they need to be ready, because if not, San Francisco will run them over.
Well, speaking of the run, though, we need to establish a better run game with who we have on the field for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, the big blow of the first four games was losing Nick Chubb. And I think that was felt, I know that was felt on the field and in the locker room. Now they've had some time to process that. They've had some time to rework the run game. And it's not only the running backs. Like, I think Jerome Ford is going to be okay. I think you're going to see more of Kareem Hunt. It's the offensive line needs to be better. So I think they went to work over the bye, figuring out what scheme, you know, how to block it up better, what scheme they want to rely on from a play-calling perspective, a game plan perspective. And then the linemen need to execute, because that was missing in those last two games before the bye.
All right, Scott, we appreciate your time this morning. Talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Scott Petzerk joining us, talking Browns football. The Petzerk Report brought to you by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Cummings, attorney at law, and also Royal Business Equipment here on WEOL.